Dan Pashas Vayelech.
As I saw two very similar vertlach. Firstly, the Rachman Sifka Rebbe in Amaris Tahiris brings that he heard from the mamish, the person involved, that in Draten, in the yeshiva of the Chafetz Chaim, there was a younger man. He later told it over to the present Rachman Sifka Rebbe in New York. He told him that he was a bachur in Draten. His name was Der Barindiger. Perhaps it's Ein Ruben Acharben from Levi Yitzchak Barditchu. And the meaning in all Litvish yeshivas is that the Elzman continues on till after Yom Kippur. Sukkot, you go home. This particular Bachar, Mitzat Ezer Siba Pratis, wanted to go to his parents for Rosh Hashanah. So he had to ask Rishus, so he went to the Chafetz Chaim to take Rishus to be able to go home earlier. And the holy Chafetz Chaim didn't want to give him Rishus. He said, by me is a schus that an einikel of the great Sanegar Shel Yisrael, the great Melech Yosher, should be davening in his minion Yom Neroi. Didn't want to give him rishus. While Derech Zer, Reb Chana Halperin, Zecharenu Livracha, brings, he heard from Manchester, from Yisrael Halperin, he heard from Yisrael Friedman, from Charkov, that he heard from the Balmaisa, that the Chavetz Chaim was Miyayit's people, that Yimei Arachim Vaslichus, and El, Yom Neroim, one should learn to say for Kedushas Levi, because he was the great Melech Yosher of Kal Yisrael, and we need his schus for Kal Yisrael. Therefore, Ebchal Tzadikim said that just to mention the name of Levi Yitzchak ben Sora Sasha is already Mamtik al Gvuris and brings brachas Gedua the Sabakadisha Brish on Yom HaKodesh after Chol Nidri. He would sit with the Siddim for I don't know how long, but, and he would tell Maises of Levi Yitzchak how he was Melech Yosher of Kal Yisrael. And his son, the first Sadegel Rebbe, said famously that just to mention the name Varditchiv, the Gemara says in Yuma that when they knew that it was time to begin the Avodah, Heir Prey Mizra Chapechev. Because Yerushalmi says, in order to Ma'ir, the Schus of Yeshedichev. So just to mention of Levi Yitzchak's name is a Gewaldige. It's Mamtik Vuris, and it brings all kinds of brachas and Shafat Akal Yisro. Why am I telling you this? I came home last night after Ma'ir, and I was about to break the fast. And I was thinking to myself, Gornish is too great for this year today. And before Rosh Hashanah, I was torn almost by Avodah. Yesterday, I had a Levaya Rachman Olazan. I was busy. But where am I going to start? Punt Amazla, I walk into the house, and my daughter was setting up the table, and she was listening to one of those Yantav Erlich songs that Ron Fried sings. The famous story I've said 1,000 times of how a Rav Levi Yitzchak, people used to come to him with Kvitlach, with Panim, before Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Neroi. And one year he made a new rule. If you want a pan, you want your name on the pidyon nefesh and the kvittel, yeah, a ruble a name. And there was an almona, mama didn't have what to eat. And she tried and she borrowed, tried to borrow and the pawn, and she only ended up with 1 ruble. So he went to the Levi Yitzchak, who was the great Melech Yosher, but Rachman for Kal Yisrael, and she begged Tachnunim, she should get 2 names for the 1 ruble. No, 1 ruble per name. And she sees, he's like, suddenly, totally uncharacteristic. Okay, forget about me, just my son. And you can imagine what Levi Yitzchak did. He was very difficult to solve. This is just nefesh of a mother. You don't have to be a genius to work out the rest. I said similarly to the story once. I said this 100 times, my favorite stories. There was a Belzer Chassid living in Antwerp. And once he was in New York, the first time in New York. And he was going to all the tzaddikim, the rebbes, the shivas, the rabbonim. And he went to Lubavitch, an ordinary Meiriv. Rebbe came in, the David went out, and then he sees a queue, Yechidus. He didn't know how things go over there, so he just joined the queue. And then he gave him a shulam. didn't know how things work. So anyway, I say this story every year. So after I heard it 10 years ago, I heard it from my Mechutin, who was Rav in Antwerp. So he went in, and the Gabbai wanted to yank him out, but the Rebbe told him, sits. Akis Ramasa, the Rebbe, usually come in with a kvittel, what do you want? Do you have a shayli, a bracha, a makosha, whatever. He prepared nothing, he just joined the queue, at random, haphazardly. He doesn't show the Rebbe anything, so the Rebbe's looking at him, and he's looking at the Rebbe. He's never been here before, they never saw each other. Suddenly the Rebbe turns around, takes out from a filing cabinet a whole thing of letters, like held together with a rubber band, and pulled out one letter, and he starts reading the letter. And it was a letter written by a lady in Antwerp. And she writes that Nebuch, she's been diagnosed with a terrible debilitating disease, and the doctors know medical science can't help her. And if the Eberscher wants her neshama back, she's willing to. Or if she asked the Rebbe to Meir Rachmim for the almond with the 12 Yesoimim, she might. This fellow's name is Fiber. I said the story in London, and his Einigel was sitting there. Right. He actually videoed the fellow. Anyway, Akitzin Amasa. So he's like totally shocked. Open Ruach HaKodesh. It was his mother. She died when he was 12. And he was davening. She should live al-Kabbalah to see his bar mitzvah. And in Shemayim, they wanted otherwise. And he's just shocked. He's like, open Ruach HaKodesh. Like, what? The Rebbe never saw him before. He didn't announce who he is. The Rebbe just picks out a letter from a whole pile, pinged out. So after he regains it, whatever, he's shocked, he starts crying. He said, look at the story here. A woman's dying. So that's the Rebbe to be praying. Yeshua is, right? Forget about me. Tell me how he means. Kingdom. So he started crying. It's like a tangible expression of a mother's love to a child. So the Rebbe waited till he regained his composure. And then he asked the Rebbe, could I have that letter? It's like a tangible. And the Rebbe said, I'm sorry, but every year before Ne'il, before he goes down to bench the Bachrin, before he goes to Kol Nidre, he reads this letter. Mitam Hayadua Torah. It's not the same story in Shemayim as the Radishavar. The Rebbe had an Indian, the Me'oir Rachm Rabbim, and called Yisrael, the Me'oir the Rachmim of a mother. Adkan. I'll tell you more detail, but when I was listening to this tune, the Yontov Elder tune, I thought to myself, there's something much, much deeper in the story. It's not just on a simple level, for people care, Keinu, the Mesir's Nefesh, I'm a mother, for Yehakin, there's something much, much deeper. Everybody knows that the Sheirish of Neshamis, and I think this is a key to understand Yom Kippur, what it's all about. The Mokar of Neshamis Yisrael is from the sphere called Bino. At the positive is an Iyub, Nishma, Shakai, Tavine, Bin, Eima, Bonam, Smich. And therefore, Derech Agav, El, which is our preparation to Yom Neroim, right? El is Gimatria, Bina, as the B'nai Yisalsker says. Because we have a principle based in Kabbalah that ain't Din, calling it Mamtik Din and Bishorshon. And the Sheirish, where ultimately evolves Dinim, is from the world of Bina. Hello? And therefore, to be mamtik dinim, you need pashut to go to bina, and that is the Indian says the bnei yisrael of mazel el besula, which is gimatria aim habanim smeich aluk b'di. Because bina is also the world of tshuva. It's not possible. Levov yovin b'shovir rofele, and the world of anyone who davens b'sos fard and posach aliyo before mincha erev Shabbos, bina liba uboham leiv meif, right? Bina is the heart, right? So we have avon. That's the idea of bina. Bina is seder little ishu, which is the eim avonim smich. And therefore, kiyudua, that the Rebbe writes in Igeres HaTshuva, Yashuva's muset on this, that tshuva, it says in Zohar, is toshuv hey. There's two letters hey in the Shema Vayit, yud kei, vav kei. There's a lower level of tshuva, if we have time we'll discuss it, called tshuva tato, lower tshuva, which is malchus, which is doing tshuva v'poyah api alocha, like whatever. And then there's a higher tshuva called tshuva ilah, which Alter Rebbe starts explaining in Perik, half of Perik Zayin, Perik Ches, where the Alter Rebbe explains that's a much more higher, deeper type of level of tshuva, which is mamish inyan of bina, which is connected in Svarim Akdoshim to Ashrechem Yisrael Lifnei Mi Atem Metarim Mi Metareschem Mi Is Gimatria 50, which is the Nun Shari Bina, which is the Eim HaBonim Smecha, which is all of these in Yon, which reminds you of a famous, rather like a mystical, cryptic word of the Chiddush HaRim, it's brought in Agayla, that the Chiddush HaRim said that the three Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, Baruch Hashem, Erhoven Agut Mam. We have a good mother. Right? Rosh Hashanah, Meblozduns up. Yom Kippur, Mevashduns up. Und Sukkot, Medekduns up. Rosh Hashanah, the mother blows on Yom Kippur, it cleaned the child. And Sukkot, the mother decked, what do you call it? Wraps. What do you mean, Mama? Because that's the idea. All the Yom Tovim of Chodesh Tishrei are connected to the world of Bino, which is the world of a mother, right? And there's something obviously very deep in this concept. Which Derech Agav, the Vitzis Rebbe says, the Yisrael, we say Motza Isha Motza Toiv. As Alter Rebbe, if you understand what he's saying, very deep there, but Toiv is the in of tzaddik. Imru la tzaddik ki toiv, as the pasuk says. Even for those averus that normally tshuva doesn't help, as it says in Zohar, aber tshuva iloa helps, and tshuva iloa comes from the world of bina, and therefore he says, ish motze isha, isha is rashi tevis, aim habonim smecha. You with me? Hello? Yes. And ki bayoyim azay yechapra lechem is gimatria motze isha motze toiv b'dim. So we're hacking into a world of bina, which is kapara on everything. Hello, you with me? Now, what am I talking about? Okay, let me just tell you something you can understand. I'll tell you a story. It's not a Jew, not a particularly Jewish story, but I said it in my shul on Rosh Hashanah because I have people come to shul 3 days a year needed to hear the story. And I'll tell you what I said, the simple hira, the simple musr, and what we, for people, karkenu, maksikadaspi, or steep in Shas, Foskin, Kabbalah, whatever, because we can learn the same story, a mashal, for something much deeper. There was a documentary that just came out a few weeks ago. It was Mamish hot off the press, which stirred the whole world. Mamish made a big thing. It was called Three Identical Strangers. You heard of this? Okay. I didn't know. To a friend of mine, who's a rabbi. The story goes as well. In the fall of 1980, plus, there was a 19-year-old freshman in a university upstate New York, Sullivan County. He's a freshman, what do you call him? A new man, for a new guy, new, just coming to university. And he knows nobody. He's a bit apprehensive, a bit angst-ridden. Looks around. Violet, everybody comes up to him and slaps him on the back. How are you? How was your summer? Doesn't know anybody here. Why is everyone so friendly? And they're talking to him as if he's a chaver from all. And doesn't pill it ploys, right? Until he realizes everyone starts calling him Eddie. And his name was Robert, called him Bobby Shafrat. He's just a kid. If his name is Bobby, why is everyone calling him Eddie? Until he asked him, why are you calling me Eddie? My name is Bob. So he said, you were here last year. Eddie. No, I'm Bobby. He said, you're identical, mamish. You were here last year, for sure. No. He says, tell me, were you born on July 12th, 1961?
Yeah.
Were you Efsher adopted?
Yeah.
Adopted after 6 months of birth. He was given up for adoption. It's unbelievable. There was a guy here in university last year. His name was Eddie. Eddie Galland, right? He was also born on July 12, 1961. And he looks almost identical to you. It's uncanny. It's kind of a coincidence, too. He's born on the same day, both adopted. He gets his number. They call him up. Within a few hours, he's in Long Island, which is... And the two brothers became reunited.
Twins.
They were twins. They were adopted from 6 months. And what was incredible about it, they were incredibly similar. They smoked the same brand of cigarettes. They smoked Marlboro. And they liked the same type of people. And they wore the same type of clothes. And they wore the hair. And they had the same smile. And their body language. Their everything was mamash to say. As if they were joined from the hip back. Siamese twins from here. It was incredible. It became a thing in the newspapers. 19 years later, two kids are suddenly reunited. A big picture of an article about it, and the picture in the New York Post. There's another kid, 19-year-old. He also was born on July 12, 1961. He looks identical, he looks in the mirror, to these two guys in the picture. So he got in contact with him, and this third guy called David. And they found out they taka all three were biological brothers.
Triplets.
What? Triplets. We're triplets, okay. It's a gewaltige story, and the whole, the cost of the whole, whatever, it went viral, the whole story, whatever you say in those days, right? And, you know. So much so they both, all three of them, they took classes in wrestling. And these three kids come together and they're wrestling each other to the floor, and they were managed to hit out like a house on fire, and they opened a restaurant in Soho, which is downtown Manhattan, called The Triplets. It was very successful. Everything went wonderful. Until with each passing year, more of a dark secret suddenly began to emerge. They're wondering, why did the adoption agency, which was a Jewish adoption, they never told any of the parents that the child they're adopting is one of triplets. And eventually, Gloy Milsa, there was a Jewish psychiatrist, Dr. Peter Neubauer, who was a Viennese Holocaust survivor, who was a Talmud Mubik of Sigmund Freud, who wanted to determine for one time and for all whether your personality is a matter of nature or nurture. So he, in conjunction with the Jewish, it's a remarkably immoral thing, but in conjunction with a Jewish adoption agency, Louise Wise Jewish adoption agency, he had twins and triplets, no one knows how many. All of them were given to adoption by not only different families, but families that were menakotze lakotze different. And he wanted to see how will they get on. This doctor died in 2008, and he willed all of his years of research to Yale University, but it's closed until 2065, when ostensibly all the people that were researched will already be in Illinois. And suddenly, like everyone who looks at the story, see, the Iker is what? Nature. You're born of the same parents, and even though you were separated from age dot, but all your habits and your idiosyncrasies and then likes and dislikes and your not only physical appearance, but... And then suddenly, nurture made a very big comeback, right? In terms of biology, these three kids were identical. But internally, innovating, they were complete strangers to each other. And hence, the name of this documentary was Identical Strangers. Three identical strangers. In terms of their self-confidence, their life perspective, their way of dealing with trauma and pain, their fortitude and resolve, their inner resilience, et cetera, et cetera. They were different from Akats and Akats. And Igloi, Nilsa, they had three totally different types of fathers. One had a father who was nicknamed Bubala, who was this warm, effusive, emotional person, as a hands-on father. And that was one child. The second child had a father who loved his family, but he was a doctor. So he had no time to actually raise them. So they raised themselves. And the third one had a father who was emotionally clueless, completely cold and detached. And Nebuch, that third child, Eddie, he committed suicide in 1995. He shot himself there. And suddenly you realize that life is not only a matter of nature, but life is a matter of nurture. Externally, you could look alike, you could like wrestling, you could smoke the same cigarettes, all it. Over in a veinig. That depends. I use this as a mush. You don't got to be a genius to realize that every person, the fact is all, you look at it, a message to parents on one level, the obvious message, and a message to Klal Yisrael. On one level, we all have the same nature. We're all Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, Yankov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. We all have the same neshama to chelek el kamimal. That's a common denominator. All Jews are alike. And if you don't believe that all Jews are alike, ask any anti-Semite. Right? You see through nurture, through education, or lack of the type of education you give your kids, where it could be different than our cultures. That's on the simple, I took it the simple balabatim, that's a simple message. But I want to look, since we're dealing here with London, Mekubalim, Shasi, look at it in the avodah of tshuva. Is the avodah of tshuva a product of nature, or is the avodah of tshuva a product of nurture? Now let me explain what I'm talking about. Let me just be mocked in one nakuda, just parenthetically. Do you ever wonder why there are sorry yomim of Aseres Yemei Teshuva? Why 10? Why not 9? Why not 11? Hello?
Or the week in between.
So what does it mean? Hello? Hey, number one, and the interesting thing is, of the 10 days of tshuva, biblically, the first and the last are Yom Tov, and the rest are Yimei Achol. And the first one, there's a mitzvah to blow shofar. What's going on here? What's up? And then there's a Medrash plea. The Medrash says, when Yankov said, "B'chol asher titinli aser asfenu loch," so the Abrisher responded, "I'm going to give your kinder aser asfenu loch." What is aser asfenu loch? Is that play on words? We're spilting. So the simple answer, poshut and simple, is the Sfasemer says, Shabbos Shuvah Tafri Samach, that the Asara Simit Shuvah is Mechuvin Keneged the Asara Mamoris Shebehem Devroil. What was the first of the 10 Mamoris, as the Gemara said in Yuma? Bereshis Nami Mamir. Bereshis. That's why says the Holy B'nai Yitzhoshchir, the mitzvahs Hayoim of Rosh Hashanah, which is Keneged the Mamir of Bereshis, where it doesn't say Vayoim really came, he just, because the Abishah hadn't yet created Oysius. Therefore, the Avoid is not, the Ikar Avoid is through Blazen, where there's no, you don't articulate the words. Right? That's Bereshis. What is the last Mimer? By the way, that's why Bereshis is Echad B'Tishrei, right? Deals with creation. And what's the final of the Sar Mamoris? Are you with me? Nasov, right? So Yom Kippur is Mechuvin Keneged Nase Odom. Why does it say Nase Odom? So the Yismach Moshe famously says, based on the Hagdom of the Ikru, that by everything else the Abishter created, it said Vayemer Likim Hinei Toiv, right? Except by Bereshis Odom, because by everything else was created for the Tachlis, they're ready to go. Their nature is what their tachlis, except for man. Only man is a bal b'chira. When it comes to the creation of man, the Eibusha says Naase Odom, that a person has to be a shutev with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in creating himself. So there's that which you're endowed, that which you're ordained, and there's the inyan of what Naase Odom. When Yankov Avinu came to the Makom Hamikdash, which is mechuvin keneged Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in Kamei Koyim, right? He says, "Vayikach Evan, Vayosim Merasho Yisov." Evan, how do you spell Evan? Aleph Beis Nun. Says Rabbi Yochanan Friedman, brilliant. Beis is Rashi Tevis Bereshis, right? Nun Aleph Nasa Odom. Yankiv understood, just like we said in the Koyim Hashem, right? Ani Rishon Vani Achron. The Iker is the Rishon and the Achron. Al Derech Zabai Man. The Iker is the first day, which is Mechuvin Keneged Bereshis, Mishvah Teir, Mishvah Yisrael, and the Nasa Odom being a Shutav LaKadosh Baruch Hu, in creation of yourself. Therefore, those 2 days of Aseres Metshuva are most special. One is Rosh Hashanah, one is Yom Kippur, right? And therefore, he said, B'chol Asher Titin Li Aser Asen Loch, which is 2 times Meister, which is, what do you call it, 20%. Which means the first day and the last day, that everything the Eibishter gives you, you're endowed with, you use that to become a shukta with the Eibishter, creating a world, creating yourself. Just to underline, this is also part of the avoida of what? Nasa Odom, of your partner with the Eibishter in creating yourself. What does that mean? In our avoida Hashem. Let's try to understand a bit about shukta. I can take this from many, many angles. Let me simplify things. Everyone knows the Siyam Masechta Yuma. What is the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? Can anyone tell me? If you wouldn't have had this maimer of Rabbi Akiva, whose riyot site, by the way, is Yom Kippur. That's why you say Erzur al Tzadik. No, you're sure you don't say it. You do, yeah. No. If you wouldn't have this, you would have thought that who brings the Tara? Me, Mitar, Donald Trump, Margaret Thatcher, whatever, I don't know. Avada the Eibishter, what the Chiddush? Me, Mitar, Rabbi Yechur Shemayim. Hello? The Maimon of Akiva comes to the speakers of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Aveir, Sheben Adam, Lamoker, Aveir, Lachaveir, Ratzis Chaveir. Shen Nehemar, Ki Bayoyim Azeh, Yechapur Aleichem, Letair Eschem, Lifnei Hashem, Titor. So where do you get Tara, Lifnei Hashem? So what's Rabbi Akiva adding to the equation? Anyone out there? The chiddush with the avichem shemayim. Who else could be Matari? Hello? There are those who want to say that perhaps Rabbi Akiva is arguing on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says if you did something wrong to your friend, you have to be one of the first simon Hilchos Yom Kippur. First has to be asked Bechila Yom Kippur. Could have been other Machaveir, to which Rabbi Akiva argues and says no, the Eber Shul Machaveir. That's Pshat. No, that's not logical. Moreover, if that would be Pshat, then it wouldn't say Rabbi Akiva Omer. It would say Omer Rabbi Akiva, would have said Rabbi Akiva Omer. He argues, he's not arguing. Right? There are those who want to say maybe Pshat is, and according to Rabbi Akiva is Mechadish, that even if you sin, it's not good enough to Muratza Chaveiroi, to ask Mechila, you got to ask also the Eber Shul, which is also Pshita. Obviously, every ben adam lechaveiru is also ben adam lamogi. For Raya, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Ein Yom Kippur in the chaper ashatzare." It's the chaveiru, the kapara comes not only from the reach of chaveiru, it comes from Yom Kippur. So, what's Rabbi Akiva adding? Hello, what's up there? And the simple answer the Rebbe learns is very simple, based on the whole yisoid of what Yom Kippur is about. What is? I'm not going through the whole sikha, but it's a very deep sikha. What is the bottom line is, what is the maila of Yom Kippur? Let me ask you another question. Jews always answer questions with questions. Everyone knows the Gemara, the Machlokes, the Gemara in Shuas, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe holds, Yom Kippur is Mechaper Lashovim, L'sheinim Shov. Rabbanan holds, Zohar Talochim Rambam, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad, Only Lashovim, V'loy L'sheinim Shov. Yeah? So according to Rebbe, it's Sumi Shal Yom Mechaper. And according to Rabbanon, what's Mechaper?
Shuvah.
That's definitely not Pshat.
Shuvah,
that's definitely not Pshat. Pshat is Yom Kippur, Lashon Rambam. Rambam passes like the Rabbanon. But he says, Yom HaKippur is Mechaper, Lashon. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. It's not a Machlokes ben HaKotzel v'Kotzel. The Kapara comes beside Yom Kippur. Nor the Tznai for Yom Kippur to work its magic, you have to be Shuvah. To get rid of the chaluda, the rust, like a mikvah. The mikvah doesn't work unless you get rid of the chatzitza. Once you get rid of the chatzitza, it's not the tshuva that helps, it's what? Yom Kippur. Look, I can prove it to you very, very simple, poshut. We speak about the Gemara says, Dirshu Hashem bi motzoi, kru'u bi yisai karv. When is the Eibush karv? When is bi motzoi? What does the Gemara say? Elu asore yomim. This translate. These are the 10 days. Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Hello, I got Baruch Hashem 10 fingers. Like that far, I could count. If you count the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you only got 7. 8, whatever. Yeah. Meaning Shebein is a charaya. It's a paradox. On one hand, you're forced to say that Rosh Hashanah is part of the 10 Aseret Mitzvot, of that of the Yom Kippur. Oh, but that's not the Ikar of Rosh Hashanah. The Ikar of Rosh Hashanah we explained before is Binyan HaMalchus. Tal Michuni Alech. And the Ikar of Yom Kippur is what? Itzum Yishal Yom Mechaper. Nervas, it's also included in the Aseret Hayyabim because it's a Din of Tshuva also. But it's not the Tshuva that brings the Kapora. Tshuva is the prerequisite of the Aseret Rabban. But from where comes the Kapora? And that's what Rabbi Akiva was adding. So, look. Yeah? You understand what I'm saying, hello? It's that Yom Kippur has some kind of magic, right? That over and above, after you preface tshuva, Yom Kippur gives a special type. Unachmer, the avoida of tshuva on Yom Kippur gufa is radically different than the avoida of tshuva the rest of the year. Dahinu. I don't know where to start from here. Let's take it simply. The Rambam says that in Aseret Mitzvah, even though tshuva is called for at all times, over Aseret Mitzvah, it's this kabbal greater, it's yafa. And then the Rambam adds Halacha right after, Aber Yom Kippur Gufa, everyone has to do tshuva. Everyone has to do tshuva. What's the charaya, the tshuva of Yom Kippur, in the hus of the tshuva is radically different than the tshuva Aseret Mitzvah. Let me deflect. A person sinned. And right after he sinned, he's mechuyav to do tshuva. Tshuva l'chura, as far as I know, is not a mitzvah to say she's mangrob. Right? Agree. Yeah? No? No? Yeah. Meaning the person sins. Yeah. But norvaz, eshesh mitzvahs, dirshon shem bimotzai, it's yofe, it's korov, it's morning, it's kabel, etc., etc. But it's no chiv, an aseres mitzvah gufa. Right? Mitzad the gavr, you gotta do tshuva, whatever. Yom Kippur is different. There's a tshuva, a chiyuv mitzad the zman of Yom Kippur to do tshuva. What's the difference? Let me. Yeah, you don't think? Okay.
Ladies are put on this.
Huh?
Ladies are put on this.
Ladies are chayif. Your wife doesn't do sins, but you know other women. Some they have to do tshuva. What would be? Yes, me a shayla. I can get into politics now. Yes, me a shayla. There used to be in some of the machzorim in certain places. Before the Al-Khet, used to have a Yom Kippur, Kan Nochin Lassus Aveira Ketan.
What?
If you don't want to be David Shkorim, you'll Yichin. A bunch of Al-Khet, me? My child is, how will the Eberster, I'm explaining, how will the Eberster find the Gan Eden big enough for me? A guy like me. So you're explaining the Eberster, Kol Yochel, he could build as that Olam Haba that some people have in their minds, right? So he said, you don't want to be a liar to the Eberster, Yom HaKadosh. Do a little Aveira Ketana, your Al-Khet shouldn't be in vain. Right? When Chassidim came out, the Baal Shem Tov said that even Tzaddikim have to do Tshuva, it's a Mefurish Zoyer. The Mashiach will come, La'asovah Tzaddikai Bet Yufta, you're being memayed in the covenant of the Chachamim of Tzaddikim, and Tzaddikim have to do Tshuva. When the Rambam is Gor Chlor, everyone has to do Tshuva. What do you have to do Tshuva in your Kippur for? If the whole purpose of Tshuva is what? Hello. To get rid of your Averis. And I already did Tshuva ages ago. Where are you going to do Tshuva in Yom Kippur again? I've done Tshuva. I have Averis. Hello? Huh?
For other people.
For other people. Oh, please. I'm a cardiac victim. Like, I got. You can't give me certain answers. Other people. I don't know what to do with that. I'll speak to you privately. Yeah, only be sad. The only problem you have in life is your responsibility for other people. You yourself, okay, Baruch Hashem. After the shir, give me a bracha. What's on the top? Hello? The pshat is, there's a difference between, again, the gavra and the chetz. Mitzad, simple, getting rid of the avera, right? Then, if you did tshuva, the pashtus. Not true, huh? Mitzad is a whole, the Yom Kippur mons a different type of tshuva. For everybody, even for tzaddik. Now what does this mean in simple Pasha da'oziyas? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Mishnah says, you sin ben adlon amokim, do tshuva. Ben chaveiroi. Omer Rabbi Akiva ashreichem Yisrael lefnei miyatem mitar and mitar eschem means, what is the maila of tshuva of Yom Kippur? Not mitzad your tshuva, mitzad ashreichem Yisrael. The maila of a Jew is this gala on Yom Kippur, and mitzad that comes the kapara of Yom Kippur, which is lemaila maila from the tshuva a whole year. Hello? Lefi zeh, you could. I'm not trying to give you, people think, you know, just see them come along, and the guy's sitting there trying his eyes out every night, taking chatzos, chodesh el, and the chidashim come a bishop. You have yechidash of a nefesh, who is indestructible, incorruptible, and you gotta just wave the flag and read the two lines into the shlevi, and therefore you are atoned, and life is so much easier. Not just, what I'm saying now is a gewaldige kula juba, but it's a gewaldige chum. The hainu, I'm explaining to you brief kits and nimrits. What is it? Can I ask you a question? What's pshat that it's su mishal yoy mechaper? Silent Rabbanan, silent Rabbi. How could a day be mechaper? Hello? Anyone out there? How is a day mechaper? It's a holy day, it's called. There's been no look at this. Look, I'm in a temper. And I knock down your wall. You're my neighbor. I don't like the noise you're making. So I take an axe and a hammer and I break down your wall out of in rage, right? You're a nice guy. It's a serious mitzvah. Okay, yassalamu yichuli. Okay. So I got rid of the kapeda. Have I elevated the hezek? Was I misakin the hezek? I was going, no. So if a person does an aveira, and an aveira is a pagam, how do you get rid of that pagam? How does tshuva work? What's the mechanics of tshuva? Hello? So the simple answer is, there's what's called the mitzvah, which attaches you to the mitzvah ha-mitzvah. And if you messed up that attachment, you appeal to a higher level, which that is tshuva, and you appeal to the Baal HaRotzen. The Baal HaRotzen is the Eibishter, as he's the one who has the balabas over the Zoynus. In the Torah, he wanted X, not Y, and I did Y and not X, right? I could appeal to the Eibishter. The Baal HaRotzen, Amagal, a higher power, and I have Deep Charata and Kabbalah Torah, and that is Mesakin, the Pagam that I did. Right? Yeah? But how does that get rid of the lichluch that it created, the zuama that it created within the person? What happens on Yom Kippur, which is even higher than the whole year, you could do tshuva and you appeal to the Baal Rotsin, which is higher than the specific Rotsin. In other words, there's two types of kesher of Yid has with the Eibishter. There's a kesher of doing, the Alter Rebbe puts it in the Geras of tshuva, very simply. Imagine, it's the pasuk, the Yankiv Chevel Nachlosi. Imagine you have a cord, a rope, thick rope, and the rope is made of 613 strands. And every time a person does an Aveir Rachman Olsan, he cut one strand. You're still attached, but you've weakened the Chevel. Right? And you've taken Kedusha, and your Neshama, and your Kechaz HaNefesh. As Alter Rebbe puts it elsewhere, it's like you put the Pnei HaMelech in the Grafshel Rei. It's terrible. A person was over an Issa Chorus or Mrs. Bezin, and not just you cut one little strand, you cut the whole rope off. You're detached completely. Right? And in the olden days, when the whole Chayas of Eid came only from the Neshama, then literally by the age of 50 or 60, you're gone. Today, Rahman al Islam, because our Chayas comes from other places, therefore you can even live afterwards. But it's not Lamayus, it's Faket, because that's the point. Right? What happens when you do, that's what tshuva does to reattach you to the chevel. Tshuva, hey tato, the bottom hey, which is from where your neshama comes down into your body, vayipach, ba'apav, nishpas chayim, and it was detached, right? You could reattach yourself, that's tshuva. But then there's a higher level of a person. There's a level of the person of the etzem ha-neshama, and the etzem of the neshama, let's say, the love of a father to a child and vice versa. Is the love of a father based on what he did or what he didn't do? It's just an atzmiistic thing. Mashal ma'adavar daima, if you have a father and son became disillusioned from each other, alienated, not on speaking terms, anger, and suddenly chvayzid, a chasil, a vayah, whatever, rachman al-san, mishpacha, and suddenly the father, and I've seen this with my own eyes, come together, and they fall on each other, and they cry, and they make up, and right? It's not that the son say, oh, now my father loves me, even though I haven't done anything, it's a chrayf, Faker, that's the expression of the deepest love, and mikana labo, he's going to do what the father wants him to do. That is the level of Yom Eir through Yom Kippur, the essence of the neshama. That's why, how many tefillahs do you have in Yom Kippur? Five. Can I get the five parts of the neshama? Even that part of the neshama called Yechid Neshama Nefesh, which is, that's ne'ilah. You know what is ne'ilah? Why make a picture? Ne'ilah. What happens in ne'ilah? So the Eilam Goylam thinks the Eilam Bepshat is, it's the last shot, the last opportunity. But the Eilam is not the Siyah, the summit, it's just the last opportunity, the last chance saloon. Right? The Eilam is Pshat, it's Hecher. Just like Bizman Shebez Amigdash HaYakayim, that the Kohen Gadol used to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where there were the Luchas and the Orin, the Shechina, etc., etc. Right? And he was there alone, the whole Adam Liya Ba'el Moya, not even Malachim, not Tzrafim, nobody was there, only the Kohen Gadol. That Gil Yishchina, the Etzim of the Eibishter, was disgalled to the Etzim of the Shamas Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And even in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Luchas in the Shchina. From deswegen that happened. And B'Yamineseinu HaRabim Nechato Eino, there's no Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Kohen Gadol, v'chul v'chul. Ne'ilah is in Zman, what the Chnisa of the Kohen Gadol. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim was, the Eibishter takes the last place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he's noil, he closes the door, not only to Umus HaOilom, but to the Malachim, to everyone, and he spends the last hour and a half with Klal Yisrael, with the Yid. And then is Nisgalad, the Etzim of Yid, he can give back a Shrei, Shema Yisrael, Shem Olikim. That's the Ilum. And on this level, right, the Aveir Lechat in Etzem HaNeshama, which is attached to the Etzem of the Eibishter, Lechat Chilachet has no place. You with me? Chilachet is not poigim there. On the other hand, I don't have time to elaborate. So On the other hand, a person who understands this, that etzem haneshama, that the Rebbe says in Perich of Tess, and Tanya, it's a major thing of work. Why is a person has to be chatosi negdi summit constantly? Because although your aveira down here was in a gewissa place and a gewissa mok and a gewissa zman, right? Aber mitzad the eibishter is the chlamayla min hazman min hamok. And mitzad your neshama down here, you have time and space. Mitzad your etzem haneshama that transcends time and space, the chatosi negdi summit because the begam still remains, and therefore the higher you go. And the more you reveal deeper levels of your neshama, until you reach the etzem haneshama Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur becomes a chiyuv on every person to do tshuva. Because you're revealing a high, it's not just a kula I'm saying, it's a chvaldik chumr. That a person should be constantly aware of his faults, but find a way to mega. In other words, the chibur of the etzem haneshama is gevaldik, right? Nervas, if you don't reveal it, I'll give you a mushroom out over there. There was a story happened, 20 years ago, 23 years ago, 1995. You got your story. There was some hick, a place called Sussex, in England, Suffolk, whatever. There was a farmer. He used to sell pig swill, whatever that is. A pirate. But he had a mishigas, he was an eccentric type of person. He used to like artwork. True story. And he went around the whole England buying antique artwork. Kids are nuts. Yeah. And he amassed 500 canvases. He didn't have room in his house. He had it in the pig stall, in the chicken coop, wherever he went, piled up canvases. Akitzer Meis, his kids thought he was off Michigan. Akitzer Meis, he went the way of all flesh, and they went to Sotheby's in London to get rid of all his paintings. There was one painting they were going to sell. It was the sacking of Carthage. And apparently it was made by an artist in the 1700s. Peter somebody. Whatever. Okay. And on the catalog of art school, on the catalog of Sotheby's, it said estimated price in the auction, 15,000 quid. This farmer bought it for 12 quid. 12 pounds. Right? And it's going now for sale, £15,000. It's a good markup, right? There was a guy called Sir something, a guy. And he was a connoisseur, an expert. True story. And he looked in the catalog, and he said, the sacking of Carthage. And he looked at a small little picture, but he looked carefully. And he saw they're carrying out from it's a building on fire. And the mob is rampaging. They're pillaring the stuff. Right? But he sees it's a candelabra. And he knows enough about art. It's a Jewish thing. It's a menorah. Why would there be a menorah in Carthage? Carthage is North Africa, the Romans. So he realized there was another famous artist in the early 1600s, and he made two famous pictures of the sacking, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. And one hangs at the Yoim in the museum in Vienna. And the second he sold and gave as a gift in 1626 to Cardinal Yamach Shammai, whatever it is, right? And in the 1800s, somehow it disappeared, this ancient painting. Right, so this Sir Donald, whatever his name is, the guy, he's some Yeshmer Begoy. It must be made by this artist, not that artist, and it's worth much more than 15,000. So he bid for it on the auction. When all the other people at the auction see that Sir Donald, whatever, he obviously knows something we don't know. He bought it from £15,000 in the auction, in the catalog. He sold it for £115,000, and he researched it and he was able to certify. It was made by in 1626, and a few years later he sold it to Lord Rothschild for £4.5 million, and it stands now. It's hung in the Israeli Museum in Jerusalem. At Kanamais. What's the moral of the story? Sometimes a person could be sitting on a fortune. You have a Yerusha. Your Zayda left you a painting. It's worth millions, but Kol Zman you don't understand the price of it, the value of it, it's going to be. You'll sell it for 12 quid or 15,000 quid. So the Eibishter gave everyone a Yerusha. The Yerusha is the Etzem HaNeshamah. The Etzem HaNeshamah is the Vegas and the Eibishter is so holy and so high and so whatever. You don't feel the Etzem HaNeshamah in daily, day-to-day life. Achut Zmanim, when the Kasa comes to tell you which is the cross, I'll burn you alive. Mitanol, the Kalsheb, the Kalim is Moshe Nefesh. But Stamazai, every day you don't feel it. Yom Kippur is the one day a year where you tap into your etzem pnimius and neshama, your kesher ava atzmus with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And therefore, every yid. So what do you got to do tshuva? What do you got to do in Torah mitzvahs? Because if you don't do tshuva, you don't get rid of the pagamim, it will have no long-lasting effect. It will be a fleeting, transitory 1 minute in the ilah, and you're back to your old tricks afterwards. If you do your first your tshuva tato, then you come to a higher tshuva ilah, and then your essence of who you really are becomes discala for the rest of the year. Let me just leave you with one story. Just while I'm speaking, comes to mind the famous story. I would say, if you understand what I'm saying now, you understand why the tshuva also has to be done with the ava, with the simcha, and with the closeness. And then you understand, you got to go before the Eibusher, not like a loser, but you got to go like the Eibusher, like a with emunah and bitachon. There's a story told. The Chibina, I tell story all the time. The Chibina Rav told the story. It's a Sarah Torah generation. He said once there was a gevaldige Rebbe Shechassim, the son of the Siatiner, the Alter of Siatiner's son, Shlom Yosef, was getting married to a granddaughter of Tzisker Magid. I don't know if you know anything about the history. Tzisker Magid was Kuidr Shekadoshim. Was married. Oh, awesome. Tzisker Magid. There was a Chassidim is sometimes crazy. I have a Chassid Shaita. So with the Chuppah, the Chassidim make a Kriyas Yamsuf, the Rebbe's come. And if Tzisker Magid came late. Rebbe's are always like into whatever. They say 40 days before you're born, right? Is not only this Xera, Bas Pliny Laplini, it says what time the Chuppah will be also. And you could stand on your head and be the biggest yak in the world. Someone's going to mess up. It has to be the taxi driver. As always, I'm just taking this for. It's Akitz Ramayas, for whatever reason, known to Zedekim, the Tzisker Magid came late. And there was a Satin of Chosid, hate the Chorali, Mavaza, my Rebbe's dear by the Chuppah, and this other Rebbe comes late, and my Rebbe got to stand there. So when the Tzisker Magid was walking to the Chuppah, he had a long, over his bekesh or whatever, with a long tail on the floor, he stood on the Tzisker Magid's coat, right? And to delay him, to give him a bit of his own. The Chassidim saw it. And the Rebbe, the Satanah saw it. So after the Chuppah, he called in this Chassid. He's like, Miashiv, I'm not going to deal with this. He called the Tchminarov's father, the Kirch of Miyankel, Rabbi Yankel, the Gana Goyne. I want you tomorrow to be Dana Din Torah between me and this Chassid, who did such a ma'isa, Shutu, Chutzpin, Iro, Tchiske Magin, Amalek Hashem. And the Tzisker Magid, you mask him? Yeah, because he knew the Tzisker Magid was tzaddik. He knew there's a din lamata, ain't din lamayla. Next day, there's a din tayr, right? The Satan Rebbe said, "Achutz ben alza, the mechutin, the tzaddik zedil." And what do you say? The guy realized hate of chor. He's mamish. He's like his life is on the line. He's finished. Like he's begging for tachmun. Has a tiefest charot in the world. My sistus, he betting tachmun and rachmun. So the Kechem Yankov thought that he's sincere. I made with them. So, okay. To find such a halach in Shulchan Aruch, what happened to you standing on a Rebbe's coat in the chuppah? I can't find it. But you give me down a nusul and nusul. I'm not Rav. Paschal. So Ma'isa Kahena, there once was in the city of Ostra. There was a Reish Lakol, fine person, helped everyone about soccer. And there was another guy who was jealous. He said, this guy's a gvir. So he was mavazi, b'chirufim b'gidufim. They gave him to Rebbe Yeva. Paskin, what counts him? Rabbi Yehuda Aguter. So he said, you know what? He's only jealous because he's a tzarain. The Reish Lakol should hire him as a worker for him, pay him nicely, and he won't be such a tzar lechem. And they became best friends, and they lived happily ever after. So the Kirch of Yankov said, you know why this guy stood on the Tzisker Magid's coat? He's forbidden. Why is he forbidden? Well, a Russian call, and he has four daughters to marry off, and he doesn't have money for nothing. So I pass in that the Tzisker Magid has to give him a bracha that this year all his four daughters get married and he has Bona Chaim Zoyna, right? And then he'll no longer be as a forbidden the mensch, and Kachava and all the daughters were married and they lived happily ever after. And if you stand for the Eibishter and the what does the Gemara say? That B'nai Yisrael know you say El Amnius, the Golos. The Star should be Eastern Avlos. Is the Abraham healthy? If you go with that attitude and know who you really are, the Abraham should give us all that we need.
Every part of the story. sins. I mean, but then it's also a hakif with the other hakif. So as you go, the lev.